You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week we are returning to the United States, looking at the sort of ongoing impeachment process against President Donald Trump. In case you haven't been following it, this really relates to this phone call he had with, I believe, the Prime Minister of Ukraine, in which, related to Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, who is an executive at a Ukrainian oil company that is sort of was being investigated for corruption. The investigation was then dropped. And really, the crux of it is that Trump was supposedly asking the Prime Minister of Ukraine to sort of dig more for more dirt, reopen this corruption investigation into this company in the hopes that you could find some dirt on Hunter that could be then used against his father, who at the time was the presumptive Democratic candidate for president. Right now it's a bit more rocky, but he still could easily be. He's very much got the sort of party establishment behind him, and even if he isn't the candidate, it still does make the Democrats look a bit shady, because it is quite shady, this sort of guy who has no real experience in the sort of oil industry suddenly becomes this executive while his father is a high-ranking, you know, official in the Obama administration. It does look kind of what's going on there. But of course, at the same time, you really shouldn't be, you know, pressuring a country, a foreign country, to sort of dig up dirt, because this all took place amidst the sort of ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia. And the crux of it all is that Trump was threatening to withdraw these sort of very important missiles that the Ukraine wanted to perhaps defend them from Russia if it does all kick off. So it does, if it's true, it does look like he's sort of blackmailing a foreign country into digging dirt on his rivals. And so this has then spilled out into a possible impeachment. Currently, the latest update on it is that the Democrats in the House have just had a big vote on it. They are going to move forward with impeachment proceedings. This isn't the start of the sort of impeachment process. It's not the start of, they still have to decide whether he's going to be impeached. Under the system, the way it works, you have to get a two-thirds majority in the Senate. So it's all very much up in the air. And I think it is quite unlikely, unless they find something very damning on Trump, that they're actually going to get rid of him. But especially with the nature of Republican politics right now, I don't think any of them would move against him. But it's very much become the big thing now in America that everyone's paying attention to. So to sort of investigate this further, we'll play a clip from MSNBC's Deadline.
So for all those Republicans who've been whining about the impeachment hearings taking place behind closed doors and packing their pens and pencils and storming the skiffs, careful what you wish for, because the full House is voting on a resolution tomorrow that'll move the impeachment inquiry into its next phase. And it's a public one, meaning that the witnesses, lifelong diplomats, military officials, and career public servants who've been speaking to lawmakers behind closed doors will soon be visible to all Americans, offering their explosive accounts of the president's conduct in full view. This as NBC News learns of a new framework House Democrats are looking at to sharpen their case against President Trump, the ABCs of impeachment, which the founders laid out to define what constitutes high crimes and misdemeanors. The Ukraine scandal has all three: A, for abuse of power, in this case, the allegations that Trump used his office for his own personal gain; B, for betrayal, Trump betraying national security interests by compromising military aid to a nation, an ally, Ukraine, that's critical to countering Russian aggression; and C, for corruption, the U.S. president trying to get a foreign power to intervene and corrupt our elections. Joining our conversation, politics editor for The Daily Beast, Sam Stein. What do you think? ABC, going
to
do it?
It's simple. You know, I think to a large degree, Democratic leadership has read this pretty well, not just the last couple weeks, but I think Pelosi saying, slow down, let's not do this for months upon months upon months, makes it seem as if she wasn't thirsting for impeachment, which I think is serving her very well now. But these things can go haywire, obviously. And I know from my reporting that yesterday, Democratic leadership, including Pelosi, were talking about the difficulties that they may encounter in public forums. We saw this already, where the House Judiciary Committee tried to bring in high-profile witnesses, And Republican members used various parliamentary procedures and stunts to essentially make them into political circuses. They want to figure out a way to avoid that happening again because they want it to seem professional. They also want to get to the point, and they know that this is a showcase to actually sell impeachment to the public. And so they're trying to devise a set of rules that will actually eliminate the ability of Republicans to do those types of stunts. Whether they can actually do that in practice is another thing entirely. We know that Republicans are eager to do disruptive behavior. We saw them storm the skiff. So I think this is a very delicate situation we have going forward into the next couple weeks. A highly different situation than what we've had in the past couple weeks, which is depositions, strategic leaks, or testimonies being put out by lawyers that are highly damaging to the administration. This one is a bit more of a show.
So yes, that was MSNBC's Deadline, talking about the ongoing impeachment process in the United States. And as you heard there, they were very much portraying to something that is quite sort of simple and almost, I feel, oversimplifying in a way, the ABCs, sort of a weirdly sort of explaining to the voters like their children, which broadly speaking is my problem with this, is with this wider sort of impeachment process, that I think most people do understand it, and you don't need to oversimplify by making ABCs, is that people, you know, can understand why it's not good to blackmail foreign countries into digging up dirt on your political opponents. But it just comes down to, how does that impact people in their daily lives? And I don't really see how it does, and I'm sure people would, again, see how it's wrong. But if it doesn't really hit you in the, you know, back pocket, so to speak, then I don't think they really care. And then what this then opens up is the argument from the right, which you'll hear soon, that, you know, Democrats are just chasing after all these sort of fairy tales or whatever, things that really don't impact people, and they get to portray it as, oh, this is going to be so bad for them. Which I don't think, it's not inherently bad, it just means that they're not talking about the things that they really should be speaking. And so this did get seized on by Kellyanne Conway in an interview with Fox News.
Will they still take the vote today, do you think? Aren't the Democrats and all the Republicans together on this, and they're in a good mood this morning?
Ainsley, who knows? And you know why we're confused about whether they'll take the vote? Because you have the Democratic leadership, Nancy Pelosi, saying, well, we don't need to do that.
I know.
Yet you have Steny Hoyer completely confused, it seems, as to what an impeachment resolution is. You know, all the armchair psychologists out there constantly wanting to analyze the President of the United States ought to have a little go at people like Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Steny Hoyer, Nancy Pelosi. These people, every time they open their mouths, they make no sense. Something going on in there, right, folks? So they can't even get it right. Impeachment is simple math. You either have the votes, right, or you don't. And guess what? Dirty little secret, they don't have the votes. You just went through the list of Democratic members of Congress who have not committed to an impeachment inquiry. That's key, but think about that. They're the politicians. Think about all the people they represent, the 17 swing states, mm-hmm, that are basically being looked at and are in play for next year. The people, especially the independents in those states, are allergic to a protracted impeachment. Impeaching a president is an extraordinary event that's rarely done because we have democratic elections, mm-hmm, and President Trump was democratically elected. Don't allow people to overturn the last election results or to interfere in the next ones. These Democrats came to Washington and said, I'm going to reduce your drug prices. They're trying to impeach and investigate the president. I'm going to work on infrastructure. Mm-hmm. They're investigating the president. I'm going to keep the economy humming along. Not a single one of them voted for the greatest tax cut and the deregulation agenda that we have. They're voting against our, yeah, they vote, where's the UMCA, yeah, these great trade, right, deals. So I think they're having trouble. And even David Plouffe, who helped to run President Obama's successful campaigns, he tweeted out last night what a strong ad that President Trump's folks issued last night during the World Series. He said, an ad in October during a World Series, the year before the election, is unprecedented. You know why? Because they raise unprecedented amounts of money, yeah, but also because this man is under unprecedented attack. The people see through it.
And that was senior counselor to the United States President Kellyanne Conway speaking on Fox News. And you see, as whereas the Democrats, the MSNBC, the sort of Democrat-aligned media, tried to portray this as a very simple process, ABCs, the Republican-aligned media is doing the exact opposite, making it out to be very complicated, trying to claim that the vote wouldn't go ahead when it actually did. But you can see why they try to do that, to try to sort of muddy the waters and make this seem to be a lot sort of more difficult than it should be. And you can tell they're sort of gearing up for a lot of obstruction, which they've already sort of been doing, bursting into hearings and trying to delay things. But you did hear at the end, and this is more just smart politicking on their behalf, really bringing up, well, you know, they said they were going to help you with your daily lives, but instead they're chasing after all these other things. So that was sort of smart on her behalf, but then she sort of goes on about, you know, these nonsense tax cuts, which really didn't mean anything for the average person, were just to help the rich. And I think it's quite telling, you heard there at the end that, you know, in the midst of all this, Trump is still pulling in records amount of the sort of big donor money, which was his whole pledge when he started. He was not going to be taking it, but here we are.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.